Okay, good morning. Thank you all very much for coming. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Zayin, and we are closing out the discussion about Asei Docha Lo Ta'asei. So let's review how we got into this discussion over the last 4 days. On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara asked, what's the source for the law of the Mishnah? The Mishnah taught that there are 15 arayos, 15 prohibited women, that the prohibition knocks out the yibum or chalitza mitzvah. So let's say a woman who is the wife of a brother, unfortunately her husband dies without children, and she falls to yibum, but in addition to being wife of brother, she's also a daughter, or she's also formerly the daughter-in-law of the person she fell to yibum to, or she was the mother-in-law, or the grandmother-in-law, or the daughter of wife, or the granddaughter of wife, or the sister of wife, or the wife of a brother from mother, or a sister from mother, or the sister of mother, some type of a prohibition. Some type of second prohibition to the brother, to the yavam. So the Mishnah says that when there is erva, when there's a prohibition in addition to the prohibition of the wife of brother, it knocks out the zika. There's no ibum, there's no chalitza. What we have here is just prohibitions. What's the source for that? Answered the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the source is the verse about the prohibition of wife's sister. In the prohibition of wife's sister, the Torah says, Isha elachosa lo sikach litzror legalos ervasa aleha b'chayeha. So the Torah says the word aleha. Aleha links us to the mitzvah of yibum. Yivama yavo aleha. So it's saying that when there is the mitzvah of yibum, there is the prohibition of sister of wife. So the Gemara asks, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a verse to tell me that yibum does not overrule the prohibition of sister of wife? That an asei should overrule a lo ta'asei? Where do we ever find that an asei will overrule a lo ta'asei with kares? So the Gemara has tried different proposed answers yesterday. Maybe we learn from Kibud Av V'Em. Maybe we learn from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So let's start with yet another proposed answer, and then we will we'll go on from there. The Gemara says maybe the proposed source is from the fact that we have a special pasuk, Lo sivaru esh b'chol moshvo seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos, to teach us that a court is not allowed on Shabbos to put to death through hot lead criminals. Let's say there was a crime that deserves the punishment of sreifa. A court is not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because it says in regards to the prohibition of kindling fire on Shabbos, the words Moshvo Seichem, B'chol Moshvo Seichem, Lozavar Reish B'chol Moshvo Seichem. And we have in regards to a court giving a judgment, also the word Moshavos, V'hayu Eile Lachem L'chukas Mishpat L'doro Seichem, B'chol Moshvo Seichem. So there's this brisa where the brisa goes back and forth. The brisa says, you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. That means you can't punish on Shabbos. Maybe it means you could punish on Shabbos and you can't light a fire outside of Shabbos. But I'm sorry, you can't light a fire when it's not the court. But when it's the court, you could light a fire on Shabbos. No. You can't light a fire on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, but, you know, the source for this is the pasuk. So the Gemara now says here, second to last thin line on Vav Amud Beis, Mamo Shavos Amurim Lahalan Bebezdin, just like this verse. V'hayu Eilu Lachem L'chukas Mishpat L'Dor Oseichem V'chol Moshvo Seichem. Mo Shavos settlements means in the court. Av Mo Shavos Amurim Kan Bebezdin. So to the Mo Shavos here is the court. V'am Rachman and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Lo Sevaru, don't ignite a fire. So that's the Braisa. Now says the Gemara, my love, presumably when the Braisa said that we would have thought that you could light the fire, and then we're being told that you can't light the fire. It's Rabbi Nassan, he to Amar Lachalak Yatzis. It's the view of Rabbi Nassan who holds that lighting a fire gets the punishment of Kares. And the reason why the Torah specified the prohibition of lighting fires is to say that if you did any single malacha, you get Kares. And still, time is the cause of Rachman Lo Sivaru. The reason why, ultimately, you're not allowed to light a fire for the court is because the Torah said, don't light fires b'chol Moshe Seichem. But without having the word Moshe Seichem, dachi, then lighting a fire by the court would have overruled Shabbos. So what do you see that the mitzvah say would overrule the prohibition of violating Shabbos? It's a prohibition with kares. And the mitzvah say would have overruled it if not for a special pasuk. So that's why I would have thought also that Yibum overrules sister of wife, and he'd have a special pasuk allowed to tell me that Yibum does not overrule sister of wife.
But a criminal is a mitzvah to be punished.
Good.
Okay. Now, we had Yasev or Yasev. Does that mean, isn't this overrides the violation of, let's say, Shabbat, this mitzvah of punishing a criminal?
Well, we would have thought that.
Why don't punish him in the Shabbat?
Well, we would have thought that, but there's a special verse, the word Moshe Voseichem. It's a special word that's added, and that connects you to courts. We have with courts also the word Moshavos.
Anyhow, is a mitzvah for a court to punish a criminal?
Right, not on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, after Shabbos.
That mitzvah doesn't override the Shabbos.
Exactly, because of a special verse, that mitzvah doesn't override Shabbos. Very good. So the Gemara says, no. Amar, I could tell you like this. Amar za Amar, maybe this Braisa, which is saying that I need a special verse, is not referring to the view that of Rabbi Nassan, who holds that lighting a fire is a sin with the penalty of Kares. But maybe Amar za Amar Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, Hala. Lo, Rabbi Yossi, this price is referring to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Havara, kindling a fire, is just a lav, just a regular prohibition. That's why I would have thought that the mitzvah to put to death the criminal overrules it. Because it's just a regular prohibition. For that I need a special pasuk. But there's no reason to think ever that a mitzvah saseh would overrule a prohibition with kares. Says the Gemara, it's not true. It's evanami Rabbi Yossi, even if you want to tell me that this price is following Rabbi Yossi. Hey, Madame Rabbi Yossi, Havara Lalav Yatsis. When does Rabbi Yossi say that kindling a fire is just a prohibition? Havara Gredasa, plain kindling of a fire. But Havara Debezim, when the court is lighting a fire, what are they lighting a fire for? To melt the lead. Bishul Psilu, the melting of lead is cooking. That's another prohibition. It's not the prohibition of kindling. That's the prohibition of cooking, as Reb Sheshes taught us. Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samanim. What difference is there between cooking lead versus cooking the spices to make out of them the dyes to color the various materials that go into the Mishkan? So this was the source. Why do we have the Pasuk saying, Yivama Yavo Aleha Bechaye? Why do you have the Pasuk saying, Aleha Bechaye? Aleha Bechayel, by it, which was written regarding sister of wife, has the word Aleha to connect it to Yibum, to say that Yibum does not overrule the prohibition of sister of wife. So we had asked, why do we have to have that verse? Of course, Yibum wouldn't overrule sister of wife, because Yibum is a mitzvah say. Mitzvah say never overrule prohibitions with kares. The answer is, I would have thought that it does. The same way we thought that the mitzvah say of killing the bad guy would have overruled Shabbos, I need a special pasuk Moshe Voseichem to say that it doesn't. And there, if it would have overruled Shabbos, clearly there would be a sin with kares being overruled, because you have to heat the lead that's cooking. That would be an overruling of a sin with kares. And I need a verse to tell me that it doesn't happen. So that's why I would have thought that in Yibum it would happen. I need a special verse to tell me it doesn't happen. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, third to last line on Vav Amud Beis, Rav Simi Bar Ashi answered, Hai Tana, this Tana of the Braisa, Lo Mishum Da'asi Aseh V'dachi Lo Saseh. his back and forth, where he says, maybe you could punish on Shabbos, maybe you can't punish on Shabbos, maybe you could punish on Shabbos, no, you can't punish on Shabbos, all that back and forth. He's not going back and forth based on the issues of Aseh Do'chalos Aseh. It's because this particular act, the act of punishing the sinner, there's a kal v'chomer, there's logic that tells me that that should overrule Shabbos. And that kal v'chomer doesn't apply to Yibum. This is what the kal v'chomer is. We'll see in a second. This is how to read the Braisa. The Braisa said, Mani mekayim achalemos yumas. What is the meaning of the verse? Anyone who violates Shabbos gets put to death. I would think it's b'shar melachos in regards to all the other activities of work. Chutz mimisas bezdin, excluding where the court is putting somebody to death. Avol misas bezdin, but where the court is putting someone to death. Dach yashabbos, they should put someone to death even on Shabbos. Not because assays generally overrule los assays with kares, but mikal v'chomer, based on logic, this mitzvah, putting someone to death, is so important that it should overrule Shabbos. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma avod, now starting today's daf, Zayin Amud Aleph, Uma avoda shehi chamura. Doing service of communal sacrifices is very important. The Karban Tamid gets brought on Shabbos. There's violations of Shabbos there. There's shechita, there's cooking, there's havara, there's kindling. But it's the service of Beis HaMikdash. It's so important it overrules Shabbos. V'docha Shabbos. But nevertheless, Ritzicha docha osa. Let's say we only have one Kohen around. And that Kohen is available to do. The Karban Tamid happens to be a guy who deserves death. He killed somebody, whatever. We know that we take him to punish him, even though that's going to mean that we're going to lose out on offering the Karban. Shenem, that's what the Pasuk said. Me'im is b'chiti kochan olamus. From my altar, take him to death. From being close to my altar, take him away to death. So if putting the bad guy to death overrules service, and service overrules Shabbos, so certainly putting a bad guy to death should overrule Shabbos. Yeah. So there, Shabbos, when you deal with Shabbos, which is normally pushed aside by the service. So certainly putting the bad guy to death should overrule service. That's what the Bryce is talking about. So it's nothing to do with Yibum, because Yibum doesn't have that kal v'chomer. Now, Umayo Eino Dekamer. Now, why did the Braisa hesitate? The Braisa, well, maybe not. This is what the Braisa means. Maybe not. Maybe putting the bad guy to death should not overrule Shabbos. Why? Because we're based on a Kal V'Chomer, but Kfuras Beis Mitzvah Tochiach. Maybe we can prove that the Kal V'Chomer is wrong based on the law of what to do with a dead body that no one's taking care of. Shadocha Savo, then we know that if somebody's going to do his service, that's a pasuk in regards to a Nazir. He's going to do his service. He's going to offer his karbanos. And he sees a dead body that no one's taking care of. He has to stop his service. And he has to bury the dead body. But they know Chasa Shabbos. Nobody's going to tell me that we stop Shabbos. We overrule Shabbos to bury dead bodies. And then the Braisa said, well, maybe we should. Then the Braisa goes back to say, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, Tzidach HaShabbos Mikal V'Chomer. Let's use the logic. Let's use logic and say that burying a dead body should also overrule Shabbos. And this is the logic. Service is very important. It overrules Shabbos. Nevertheless, you would miss out on service to bury the dead based on the la'achosel. That's the extra word in regards to Nazir. It said that the Nazir can't become tummy at all. And it lists all the relatives he can't become tummy to. But it already said he can't become tummy at all. So it's to say, these relatives are listed to say, for the relative he can't become tummy, but for Meis Mitzvah he could become tummy. He could become tummy for Meis Mitzvah, even if it's going to cost him his service. So Shabbos shenitchem mipnei avoda, Shabbos which is pushed aside for the divine service, and it didn't take worse Meis Mitzvah dochos. So certainly the burying of the dead should also overrule Shabbos, because the burying of the dead overrules service. So finally the Gemara, the Braisa said, Tamalomar, okay, you have logic to tell you that we should overrule Shabbos to put the bad guy to death. But Tamalomar, the verse says, Lo sivar resh b'chol moshvo seichem. And we have in regards to Beis Din punishing also the word Moshvo Seichem. So that tells us that we don't put to death on Shabbos.
So, I have a question. This is what I'm going back to the sisters.
Okay. Yes.
Would it be one of them, you know, if it's a stepsister?
Then maybe she's not a sister.
So then it's allowed.
They have to be sisters from either the same father or the same mother. When you say stepsister, what do you mean?
A stepsister meaning that, let's say, her father married another woman.
Yeah.
And that woman had a daughter.
That's fine, too, as long as it's a sister. A half-sister also is a sister.
Half-sister is the same as sister?
Yeah, yeah.
But she had a sister with another man, you know.
They share the same father. If they share the same father...
Not biologically, but father. You know...
If they're not biologically related, then it's not a problem.
It's no problem.
Wouldn't be a stepsister.
Okay.
Half sister versus stepsister. Okay.
Half, but okay. One, two. Burying the dead. Okay. Could they, like, prior to Shabbat, you know, talk to a goy to bury the guy?
We don't. But that's not what we're discussing here. Here we're discussing whether the person himself is doing it.
And that person, do they put them in a Jewish cemetery or a different cemetery? Because they already, like,
if they don't know his identity, if they don't know his identity, they'll just put him in wherever they can, not necessarily in a Jewish cemetery.
Not necessarily Jewish.
Says the Gemara, going back to what we began with, Ulamai, the Salaka Daite Meikar, at this that we had thought initially, that the topic that the Bryce is going back and forth with is Das Yaseh V'Dachi Lo Saseh, that the mitzvah say of putting somebody to death should overrule the Lota say of violating Shabbos. Mayo Eino De Ka'amar, why did Bryce suddenly hesitate? And so the Gemara, this is what the Bryce means. Mani Mekayim Mechalalem Osyumas. Maybe the fulfillment of Mechalalem Osyumas is Bishar Melachos Chutz Mimisas Bezdin. That refers to, right? Maybe that refers to, right, when the Torah says you can't violate Shabbos, that refers to other when the court is, to cases when the court is not putting somebody to death. Avo Mimisas Bezdin, but when the court is putting somebody to death, Dachi Shabbos, then I would think it does overrule Shabbos. Das Yasei, the Dachi Lo Saseh. Because the mitzvah say of putting somebody to death should overrule Shabbos. Other Amar, then the Braisa hesitates and says, no, Amar Darmin and Dasi Yasei V'dachi Lo Saseh great, maybe not, because maybe, when do we say that an Asseh overrules a Lo Taseh? That's a plain variety, Lo Taseh. Lo Taseh Sheyesh Bo Kares Mishamat Le Dachi. Did we ever hear that an Asseh should overrule a Lo Taseh with Kares? Other Amar, then it said, no, maybe an Asseh should overrule a Lo Taseh with Kares. Atu asay doch hader amar atu asay doch es lo sasay lav lo sasay chaver mine v'kasi asay v'dachile. When you have an asay overruling a lo tasay, what's stricter? The lo tasay is stricter, and nevertheless the asay comes and pushes it aside. So mali chumra zuta mali chumra rab. What difference is there when it's a small, you know, stringent, you know, a little bit stronger or much stronger? Right, lo tasays are always stronger than asays, and yet asays could overrule lo tasays. So maybe Aseis could overrule even Lo Taseis with Kares. So it's just a little bit more stronger. So that's what I would have thought, that the Asei of putting somebody to death would overrule Lo Tasei. And then we had the Brisa say, Tamalom Lo Savaru Eish Pachol Mosh Voseichem. Anyway, we didn't accept this explanation of the Brisa. We said, no, that the Brisa is not based on Asei Docha Lo Tasei, the Brisa is based on a Kal Vachomer. So, okay, so now that we're back to the question, why do we need the word Aleha? Ella, I'll tell you what. It's trich, the reason why we need Aleha in regards to sister of wife. So, if I didn't have the special verse, I would have thought to say, to heavy high, Eishes Ach, this prohibition of wife of brother is in the rules that we have, that we say in the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael every morning. Davar Shahaya Bichlal, something was part of a general rule. And now it came out of the general rule. That's coming to teach us. That's not to teach us something about itself. But it's to teach us something about the whole general rule. The Tanya is dealing in a brisa. The Avra Shayi B'chlal. When you have something in a general rule, the Yatzim in a klal, and it comes out of the general rule. The Lamin al klal kula Yatzim. It comes out to teach about the whole general rule. Okay, so what's the example of this? The verse says, "Va'anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlam v'tumasu Allah v'nichrasa." The Torah says, if a soul eats meat from a shlamim while being tamei, the soul gets cut off. Vashlo shlamim b'chlal kachim hayu. Shlamim are included in all the karbanos. And we have a verse in general that you can't eat karbanos when you're tamei. You can't make the holy things tamei. Why do I have to mention shlamim? So v'lama yatsu, why was shlamim specified? That is to compare to them. It's something which comes out of the general rule to teach everything else, to teach about the entirety of the general rule. The pasuk had said, "Kol isha sheyakriv mikol zarachem, kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem ala kadoshim sheyakdishu," and he is tamei v'nichrasa, and the soul gets cut off. So why do I have to have a special pasuk by shlamim? So the answer is, shlamim come out of the general rule to teach us something. Mashlam yuchadim, kachim mizbeach. Shlamim are unique, they're a karban, they're holy for the mizbeach. Avkol kachim mizbeach. So this law that you can't eat a holy item when you're tamei only refers to a holy item of the altar. Yotu kachim berek abayis. But if you have, let's say a guy makes some food holy for the temple, but not for the mizbeach. He took some milk and he said this milk is holy. So it's holy mis with only the berakah bayis. Hachanami. So kachi berakah bayis. So there is no law that if a tamei eats it, there is karis. Why? Because we learn from shlamim. So hachanami. We're going to say the same thing over here. Hey shesach b'chlal kol arayos haisa. The prohibition of marrying brother's wife was included in the prohibition when the Torah says anyone who does any of these things that are mentioned here in Parshas Achrayimos gets karis. Lama yatzta, so why did the Torah specify about Esh Yisach that it's unique, that Yibum overcomes it? Lakashay Lada compared to it, V'lom Lachad to tell you my Esh Yisach. Sharia, just like Yibum permits Esh Yisach, Avkol Arayos Nami Sharia, and so to Yibum will permit all the Arayos. That's when you have to have the special Pasuk of Allah to tell me not. Says the Gemara, this is not an example of davar shayi b'chlal v'yatzam in a klal. This is not an example of something that was in the rule and it comes out of the rule. Me done. What's the comparison? Hasam, in regards to the shlamim klal be'isr, the general rule was that if you're tummy, you're not allowed to eat holy items. Upirat be'isr. Then the specification was again about that same prohibition. Don't eat the shlamim when you're tummy. Hacham, but over here, klal be'isr. The general rule is that with the arayos, there's the prohibition with karis. Upirate beheter, but the specification is that Esh Yisach does not have kares when there's Yibum overcoming it. Halo dami lo davar shayi bechlal v'yatzam lidim davar achadash. This is not the rule of davar shayi bechlal v'yatzam in aklal alamed. This is not the rule of something that was in the rule or came out of the rule to teach about the rule. This is something else. Something was in a rule and it comes out of the rule to talk about something new. And then the rule is, this is the unique exception. It doesn't come back to the rule until the verse brings it back to the rule. You'd have to have a verse bringing it back to the general rule. The Tanya is going to raise up. Something was in part of a general rule. The Yatz Nidim B'davar HaChadosh. Then it's specified specifically to say something new about it. You can't bring it back to the rule until the verse brings it back to the rule. Kate said, as we have the following. The verse says, V'shachar esakevis b'makma shayishchad esachatas. And he is to shecht the sheep in the north, where he shechts the chatas, v'esahola, b'mkom ha-kodesh, in the holy place, ki kachatas ha-ashem hu, because this ashem is like a chatas, like going. Shein tamalom, why did it have to say kachatas ha-ashem? Umat tamalom, kachatas ha-ashem? Why did it say that it's like a chatas, this ashem? Nefishiyatza, ashem mitzorah, because the ashem, the guilt offering of mitzorah, is different. Lidim adav ha-chadash, it has a unique law. What's the unique law of the asham of a mitzorah? When a mitzorah is becoming pure, some of the blood of the asham is put on the body of the mitzorah. It doesn't all go on the mizbeach. The bow and yad, the bow and regal yamanis. It goes on the right thumb of the hand and of the foot. So the asham of a mitzorah is unique. So, most korbanos, the blood goes on the mizbeach. But here the Torah says something unique about the asham. Some of its blood goes on the mitzvah. Maybe if it has one thing unique, maybe it should be totally unique. Maybe it shouldn't need any blood on the mizbeach, only blood on the mitzvah. Maybe its insides don't go onto the mizbeach. That's what Talmud Lomar, that's what we learned from this pasuk. Ki kachata sa asham hu. Now turn to Zion with Beis, where the pasuk says, this asham is like a chatas. To say you bring it back to the rule of korbanos. Ma chatas tu namatan dam ve'imurim legav mizbeach. Just like the chatas, you have to put blood and the insides on the fire. On the blood goes on the mizbeach, and the insides go on the fire on the mizbeach. Af asham, so to this asham of a mitzorah, ta'un matan dam, you have to put the blood on the mizbeach ve'imurim, and the innards also go into the fire of the mizbeach. So what do you see? Below Hadre Kra, if not for this pasuk bringing it back to giving it the rules of normal karbanos, with the words, kachatas asham, havamin, I would have thought to say, no, this asham is now different. It went out of the rule. It's supposed to get blood on, with it, blood goes on the mitzorah. Well, the madlonavik, lonavik, whatever, it didn't go out of the rule there, it didn't go out of the rule. It has its own unique laws. I would have thought here too. I would say here too. Eishasach is an exception. Normally, with arayos, there's karis. Eishasach with yibum is an exception. Okay, that's what it is. Shah arayos slope. I wouldn't have thought that other arayos, you can say the same thing. Other arayos are different. They don't have anything saying that they should be like Eshesach. Eshesach was never put back into the rule of arayos. Now the Gemara finally answers the question that we started with Daf on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Ella says the Gemara, rather the answer is like this. Again, why do we have to have a verse telling me that arayos are not pushed aside by Yibum? It's not based on the rule of Davar Shaya Bechlal V'yatzman HaKlal Olamed, because that's not what's going on here. Here it's a Davar Shaya Bechlal V'yatzman HaKlal Lido Medavar HaKadash. It's not Davar Shaya V'yatzman HaKlal Olamed. It's something which was in a rule that came out to tell us something new about it, and it's never brought back. Ella, but rather the reason is Salka Daita Chamin. I would have thought to say that I would derive it in a most simple way of deriving. The most simple way of deriving is called mamatzinu. We found this in one thing, so it applies to things that are similar. Yeah. That's what we would have thought was going on here. Sakadaida Chamin of thought to say, Teisi, I would derive that Yibum overrules sister of wife, the mamatzinu me'eshesach, with the concept of, look at what we found here in regards to wife of brother. Ma'eshesach mi'yabma, just like wife of brother. There is a mitzvah of Yibum. Obviously, that's what the mitzvah of Yibum is, with wife of brother. So it overrules the prohibition of wife of brother. So I would think also, afachos isha, tis yabim. So too, sister of wife should have Yibum. It's not a kavachomer, means there, mamatzinu is similar to a kavachomer. Kavachomer is, it's a mamatzinu with an argument why you should say it, right? Mamatzinu is, this, if I find it over here, it should be over here too. Havachomer is, it's certainly over here because this is stricter than here. But it is a mamatzinu. It is basically a mamatzinu. It's just a mamatzinu that's an amplified mamatzinu. Correct. Every Havachomer is a mamatzinu with an added punch to it. Says the Gemara though, 1 second, we'll get to the questions in a moment. But says the Gemara, 1 second, me dummy, how is it comparable? Hasam Chadisura. When you have Yibum up against Eishes Ach, Yibum up against the wife of brother, we're talking about overruling one prohibition. Hachavad over here, when she's not only wife of brother, but she's also sister of the wife of the Yavam. Hachatrei Suri. Here it's two prohibitions. It's not comparable to say, well, if Yibum overrules one prohibition, it should overrule two prohibitions. This is the other way. This is, Chomer v'kal. This is not a kal v'chomer. This doesn't work. How do you say that that Yibum should overrule two prohibitions? And I said, no, that's also logic. Mahu detaim. Again, I would have thought to say, without the verse of Allah, I would have thought to say, Ho'il v'ishtari, ishtari. Since we see Yibum permitting things, If it permitted one prohibition, it's going to permit two prohibitions. And that's when you have the verse, Aleha. Okay, now the Gemara is going to now prove that we have this claim of all the Ishtri. Okay, so bottom line, after we started Gimel Amud Beis, now we're on Zayin Amud Beis. We had Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zayin. It four days, four blot. In a yeshiva, this could be 6 months they would spend on these four pages. That's right, maybe a year to get through four pages. So bottom line is, this is the answer to the question. The question was, why do I have to have a word? Why do I have to have the special word Aleha to teach me that Yibum does not overrule sister of wife? Of course Yibum can't overrule sister of wife. Sister of wife is a Kari's prohibition. How could a mitzvah say overrule a Kari's prohibition? So after trying to say that maybe Mitzvah Saseh could overrule Kari's prohibitions, finally we say, no. Mitzvah Saseh generally don't overrule Kari's prohibitions. No one would have thought that. But with Yibum, we would have thought that Yibum overrules sister of wife, because Yibum overrules a prohibition. It overrules the prohibition of brother's wife. So if it overrules brother's wife, it also would also overrule wife's sister. And so I have to have a pasuk that it doesn't. Okay, now, question?
But I think you answered it. But the bottom line is, there is no pasuk about Ishet Hak. They are saying Ishet Hak based on, you know, common sense. They said it's not right. It's not the right thing to do. Is that?
No. We have a pasuk. No, we have a pasuk saying Ishet Hak. Yeah, we have a pasuk.
There's
a pasuk in.
So how come they bringing all these common sense things they do? To say,
no, because we in Yibum's overruling it.
Yibum overruling it.
Yeah, Yibum's overcoming it.
Oh.
Says the Gemara. Okay, what's the source that once one thing is prohibited, once one thing is pushed aside, other things also are pushed aside? The time is, we learned in a Braisa Mitzora. Let's say you have somebody who is purifying from his tzaras. Shechal Shmini Shalom, the eighth day, when he wants to bring his Asha Mitzvah that we were just talking about with the blood, is on Erev Pesach. All right, so he wants to become pure this morning to be able to bring his Korban Pesach. But Nebuch, what happened this morning? V'ra Keri Bo B'Yom. He has a discharge of semen today. V'tzavah, and he went to the mikvah. So now he's a Tvul Yom. He's waiting for the sun to set. Amru Chacham, the sages say, even though generally somebody is waiting for the sun to set to purify him fully, cannot enter into the Beit HaMikdash. Zeh nichnas, but this Mitzora could. Let him go to Shar Nikanor, put his thumb through the gate. Better that the Mitzvah say that has a penalty of Kares for not fulfilling it, namely, Karban Pesach should come. And overrule the mitzvah saseh that doesn't have karis, the mitzvah saseh to send out of the camp the people who are tamei. Rabbi Yochanan went further. He said, "Dvar Torah filu asei laspa." Midoraisa. He disagrees. He says, "No, that midoraisa there's not even a mitzvah saseh." Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the Braisa. He says, "Midoraisa there's not even a mitzvah saseh to get out if you are a tvul yom." Because the pasuk says, "Vayamod Yoshafat b'kal Yudah lefnei haChatzar haChadasha." So my Chatzar haChadasha does mean that Yoshafat, the king of Yehuda, standing in front of the new courtyard. The courtyard's not new; it was built by Shlomo HaMelech. Amar Rabbi explained, "No, it became a new courtyard." Shechidshu b'advarim. In the days of Yoshafat, they made a new law of Amun. They said, "Tful Yom lo yikanes lemachne leviya." They said that a person who's waiting for the sun to set should not enter the camp of the Levium, should not enter into the Temple Mount. But again, it's just a rabbinic law, and again, they would suspend it for the sake of bringing Karban Pesach. So bottom line is, if you disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, you have in this Braisa that we are allowing the Tful Yom to go stand in the Azara in Shar Nikanor in order to become pure to bring Karban Pesach. Farma Ulanul explained Matzam, why? Well, go to the tzarata. We already allowed him in, even though he has tzaras. That we have to do in order to enable him to become pure. So go to the kiruyo. We also allow him in, even though he has caries. So the same thing will be over here. Once we allow a shatach, we'll also allow achot isha. Says the Gemara, midami l'dulu. It's a comparable. All right. Ezrat Hashem. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.